Grace, peace, and mercy be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The text for our meditation this morning is the gospel lesson, once again, a portion of the text. Jesus asked, "Were not all 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? Was no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?" Then he said to him, "Rise and go. Your faith has made you well." Rise and go. Your faith has made you well. Brothers and sisters in Christ, this is about your story and mine. It is about fellow lepers. Just imagine for a moment that you are going to a large city. And as you go in the way, there were those the neglected who are just standing or sitting on the borderline. Those people who live on the borderline of the community. And those who are considered as lepers by their fellow human beings. And just imagine for a moment that you being one of them, and at that point, how might you feel about yourself? I'm sure you will feel like a dirt, for that is what you truly are, a dirt. And then just imagine yourselves considering those who are considered the honored and the respected in the community. And just imagine for a moment how those people might treat you as a fellow citizen in the same nation. I'm sure the feeling will not be good. Well, that is how these lepers felt. They were the ones who were excluded from the community, and because of that, they couldn't even enter the city. They were on the outskirts. Well, these days, if you go to the cities of America, the outskirts of that urban center is not the suburbs, it is the inner city, which we, as those who are considered respected in the community, have totally ignored and abandoned and continue to flee from those centers of affliction. So just imagine for a moment that you are one of the lepers, and just imagine how the system has continually oppressed and abused you. Well, then you can sympathize with these lepers. As Jesus was passing by, he was the only hope they had. So they say to Jesus, "Master, have pity on us. Feel sorry for us." And Jesus just turns back and he says, "Rise up and show yourselves to the respected of the community, the priests." Well, you know the story. They went and they were cleansed. All of them, all 10 of them. But only one made it back to praise God for the things that were done in his life. Well, you see then Jesus asking the question, "Were not all 10 cleansed?" Were not all 10 cleansed? Not all 10 came back. And that is when Jesus says, "Rise and go. Your faith has made you well." You know, our being well has nothing to do with our physical well-being. We might be healthy and leaping like a deer, but if we are not right with God, we are not well. Not well at all. And these lepers, they were made well, but they rejected it. They didn't come back to the Lord of life, Jesus Christ, so they left. But this one foreigner, who was even more despised by the Jewish community, made it back. And he fell face down on Jesus' feet. "Lord, thank you. And the reward for his thanksgiving was to rise up and go. Well, the confidence was built on this leper. Now we don't have to crawl. You have to rise up and walk on your 2 feet and go. Go well where all the respected people go, so that you may show yourself that you have been made well. Brothers and sisters, you are in this institution because the Lord of life has cleansed you from your leprosy and has said to each and every one of you, rise and go. Rise and go. Each and every one of you. You felt like a dirt because that's what you are. But God made you a good dirt so that you may give fruit. Good dirt. So my fellow good dirtists, I don't know if that is English, but rise and go. Rise and go. But what, for what purpose? Why do you have to rise and go? So that you may become those wounded healers to proclaim healing to those who are afflicted. Wounded healers, good dirt, to proclaim healing to those who are afflicted. Wounded healers so that he may go to the cities where the afflicted and the neglected and the lepers live, so that he may proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ, the words of healing to those who are afflicted. So he says to you, rise and go. Rise and go. Well, you might ask, where do I go? Where you go, where the afflicted are. That's where you need to go. You go where the lepers are. That's where you need to go. You go to where the people who crawl and who are not able to rise up and go are, so that you may proclaim the gospel of healing to those people, in order that they might also rise and go. Rise and go to praise God and to proclaim the good news. What a good God we have. He is a God of, a friend of sinners, a God of love, and a God of healing. Well, I just have to confess this morning to you, and I hope you will confess with me. For a long time, you and I might have thought that we are amongst the honored and the respected and not among the lepers. And I confess, when I say to myself, I'm a leper, it offends me to some extent. And I'm sure it offends you too. Because all of us think of ourselves more important than we really are. And instead of giving the Lord of life the praise and the credit for our well-being, we do claim that well-being on our own doing, don't we? And I'm going to ask you this morning, go back to your closets and discover everything that you have hidden in those closets. And I am sure you will realize that you are a leper, a bad one, bad dirt. But God in Jesus Christ has made you well. Praise the Lord. That's a reason to rejoice. That's a reason to rise up. And that's a reason to go. To go to proclaim the words of salvation to those who are in prison. So rise and go. The Lord has made you well. Amen. May the peace of God that passes all our human understanding keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.